This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and welcome to your Friday. It's now 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's time to speak with Alice Reese. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. She joins us each Friday at this time. How are you, Alice?
How are you, Scott?
I'm just fine. Well, we have a few movies to review this week, or for you to tell us about, let us know your thoughts. We'll start with the comedy 21 Jump Street.
Right. This is based on the old TV show, mm-hmm. which was not a comedy, not meaning to be a comedy.
I didn't think it was.
No, it kind of was an unintentional comedy. It was a little overly serious, some people thought. It ran all the way back from 1987 to 91. I couldn't even remember. And this is what gave Johnny Depp a monster career boost. And this time it is Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill who play guys who actually went to high school together, and then 7 years later, they're going to the police academy, and they become, they were not friends in high school, but they become somewhat friends at the academy, and then their first job, as they mess up really bad when they become policemen, and they forget to read the Miranda rights to the suspect, and the guy goes free, so they get relegated to a job as undercover cops in a high school. So they go together to back to this school where they're both still relatively young, but they pretend to be high school students.
Okay. Channing Tatum, I've seen him play a comedic role, I believe it was one time in, what was the movie with Vince Vaughn?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. I've forgotten the title.
Anyway, I thought his character was very funny. Does it come off as funny in this movie?
Yes, he is very good in this. He's the guy who was the very popular jock in high school at his time. Now when he comes back, the jocks are not the big deals. It's the ecologist kids and the people who are wanting to save the earth, and he's considered a nerd now.
Ah, okay.
And Jonah Hill is the popular one, unlikely, but he does turn out to be. And he gets the lead role in the play, and he plays Peter Pan, and it's deliciously funny. Jonah Hill is very, very good and is also the co-writer. He's 26. He's still, he was an Oscar nominee this year, and he's just done everything lately.
And how do you like him, having lost all the weight?
Well, he's lost it, but I saw him on Saturday Night Live, and he's gained it back last week.
Is that right?
He's not quite as large, but he's back to his, I don't know. Some people say, you lose weight, you're not funny anymore. By the way, this is a gross-out comedy for people need to get ready for this. It's in the style of The Hangover and that kind of stuff.
Isn't every movie with Jonah Hill a gross-out movie?
Yeah. Okay. I guess so, but this one is. But it is funny, and they make fun of this whole genre of going back and redoing the high school stories or the teen. Every teen cliche is brought up, and they make fun of it, that, we're doing it again.
Oh, okay, good. Well, it looks like they make a good tandem there.
Yes, and they have some cameos. I won't give away who's in it, but some people come back from the original series.
Okay. All right, so 21 Jump Street. Next movie, I have no idea. Jeff, Who Lives at Home.
Really awkward title in a very awkward movie, but it's done by the Duplass brothers, Jay and Mark Duplass, who I interviewed when they did the movie Cyrus, which ironically had Jonah Hill in it. That was a year and a half ago.
With John C. Reilly.
Yes.
Okay.
And that, again, it just kind of don't know where these things are going. They seem like it's one movie, and then it goes off in a total other direction. This stars Jason Segel as Jeff, this slacker who's 30 years old and lives in the basement of his childhood home. His mother, played by Susan Sarandon, is trying to at least get him to fix the cabinets in the house. Do one thing. Just go to the Home Depot and get the part and fix it. And he can't do that because he believes that he's on some kind of quest. He thinks that it's his fate to do something that has something to do with a person called Kevin, because he received a phone call for asking for Kevin, and therefore he's off on that.
Oh.
He's very out there kind of character.
Yeah, okay.
And his brother is played by Ed Helms, and he is having trouble with his wife because he's not a wealthy guy, but he went out and bought a Porsche, and she's not happy about that.
Okay.
But the movie, it's comedy, but it's very dark, and these strange relationships, this really kind of dysfunctional family, finds a way in the end to come together in a very strange way, very unlikely, but a satisfying conclusion. And these guys, they make these movies for not a lot of money, the Duplass brothers, but they're, you know, since they're always very well reviewed and kind of independent small movies, but very well liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you do think the comedy does work then?
Oh, yes, it does.
All right. And that was Jason Segel and Ed Helms?
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh. All right. And I don't know if I've seen them together in a movie before.
No, I don't think so.
So that would be an interesting tandem there. And then the final one we wanted to talk about this week is Chico and Rita.
This was nominated in the animation category this year for Best Animated Feature. And it is not a kid's movie. It's animated, but it is extremely adult because it's a kind of gut-wrenching but very beautiful story about pre-Castro Cuba and this couple who meet Chico. He's this musician, and the vocalist Rita meet in Havana. They end up, the movie moves from Havana to New York and eventually to Las Vegas. It's a musical with the music all done based on the music by 92-year-old Cuban performer and composer Bebo Valdez. And his music is what inspired the director to make this movie, the director Fernando Trueba, who won an Oscar before. And they decided to do it animated, and it's, as I said, it's kind of a difficult story because there's a lot of really tough things that happen, but it's beautiful. The music is great.
We're seeing more of these animations that aren't just geared toward the kids, are we?
Right, right. And a lot of people had picked this to beat Rango, but it didn't. Rango won. But this is more art house anyway, and not as many people, of course, saw it. We'll see it. We'll get a chance to.
Okay.
But I thought it was very good, and the music particularly was just sensational. I liked it.
Okay, Alice, well, we appreciate you joining us, and thank you so much. That's Alice Reese. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner, and she joins us each Friday at this time. Your local newscast is next.